First, I'd like to say thank you for everyone coming out. I know the weather's bad, but again, it's an exciting day for us here for the Cleveland Browns. We have some new additions that we'd like to introduce. It's been a quick opening to free agency. And with that being stated, we'd definitely like to stay on course with what our plans are in free agency of adding the right kind of guys to this team to demonstrate the type of toughness, leadership, and consistency in play that we're looking for. So there's three guys standing off to my right, and Dante Whitner, one of Ohio's own, Carlos Dansby coming to us from the Arizona Cardinals, and Isaiah Trufant coming to us from the Jets. So without further ado, those gentlemen would like to join me up on stage. Coach, you coming up too?
Yep.
Excellent. I'm standing on this side, so I'm going to let you guys stand in the middle.
You guys want to hold up your jerseys up to you? There you go.
I think that's
everybody
it.
Everybody good?
That's it.
Gentlemen, I'm going to let you guys sit down.
Okay.
You guys can address the meeting until I answer some questions. Now I'm going to excuse myself because there's more work to be done.
All right.
You'd like to please just help the guys out and just address your questions to each of the guys by name, Isaiah, Carlos, or Dante. Fire away.
Can you first just talk about how special this is for you to come back to Cleveland?
It's a very special moment. Not too often do you get to play high school, college, and play in the National Football League in the same state. And now I have this opportunity. I know the history of this city. I know the history of this football team. And I know it recently hasn't been good. But I know that, you know, with a lot of hard work, you know, a lot of good leadership and a lot of good football, physical football, we can change this thing around. So my number one thing was to come back home to really help the city. But another thing is I have two small children, six-year-old, seven-year-old. Being on the West Coast, I can't spend a lot of time with them. So now I get opportunity to spend a lot more time with them. And I get opportunity to be home around my family. So I'm looking forward to it.
Carlos, you played inside and outside in your career, right? And could you talk about, it looks like you'll probably be inside here. What is what do you have to do there to excel?
Just try to raise the play of the guys around me. That's what I've been able to do everywhere I've been over my career, and that's what I'm known for, is just trying to raise the play of the guys around me. And if I'm able to do that, then I have a lot of success as well.
Carlos, why Cleveland? And did you feel last year was your best year in the NFL?
Last year was definitely my best year in the NFL by far. I was able to, like I said, raise the play of the guys around me, and it gave me opportunity to play at the level that I needed to play at. And here, it's going to be, I feel like it's going to be the same type of situation. The Browns got a strong front D line, and like I'm saying, we got the hard hit in the back end, you know, just to ensure everything over the top. And like I said, we keep adding pieces and pieces, man, and I think we're going to do something real special this season. So I didn't have any choice. I had to come.
Talking about replacing DeQuell Jackson, I don't know if you know each other, but you might know of his reputation around here.
Oh, he got a strong reputation around here. Guy had a stellar career here. I'm just coming in trying to do my part. It's a new era. It's a new day. And like I said, I was chosen. And I'm coming on a mission, you know, and that's to win. And then that's all I know how to do is win.
You're coming from a place where you've been to three NFC Championship games. You know the culture of winning. What can you bring to the table here in that regard?
First and foremost, leadership within the locker room. Whenever you come from a winning organization, you come to a team that hasn't really had that winning success as of late, you really have to change the culture. You have to change the mindset. You have to change the feel within the locker room. And I believe, you know, with us three, you know, along with some other guys that's already been here, you have Joe Hayden, you have, you know, a bunch of different guys that, you know, has played football here and top-notch guys in the National Football League, we can get this thing turned around. On the defense side of football, all three of us play defense. It starts with being sound fundamentally first and foremost, understanding the game from a mental aspect. And then it starts with being physical. Are you a defense that's feared by offenses around the National Football League? And that comes with being physical each and every play. And that starts with the defensive line getting after the quarterback. It starts with the backers fitting and hitting guys and getting them on the ground. Then it starts with the safeties and the corners by really adding that dimension that guys don't want to see, and they don't want to come across the middle when you have guys like that. And it's going to start with that being a physical football team.
Did you have a chance to play here before, maybe the last time you were free agent? Did you ever come close to signing here?
No. I haven't really – before this time, I haven't really heard anything from the Cleveland Browns, so – you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, last time I was on the market, it was, 3 years ago, and it was a lockout, and it was really a buyer's market. You know, so I had the opportunity to take a short-term deal, go to San Francisco, really, really learn how to win football games, and now, you know, I'm back home. So everything happens for a reason. I'm glad that I'm here now.
Isaiah, what's it like to be reunited with Coach Pettine, and how did you guys work together when you were together at the Jets?
I mean, well, at the Jets, you know, I was typically a backup guy and a special teams guy, and we get tossed in on some here and there, some packages and whatnot. And but the scheme, I feel, will benefit what I do, and that's, you know, with my speed and quickness and things of that nature. And I mean, Penny's a great coach, and I'm excited to play for him.
Dante, early in your career, you had some unfortunate injuries, but the last 4 years, you haven't. Was that just bad luck, and is this good luck, or did you do something to improve your durability with the way you play?
Over my career, I only missed 12 games in 9 years, so I don't know if that's durability issues or not. One time I fell on my shoulder one time, and it popped out. You know, so I don't think it's durability. I think sometimes it's the luck of the draw. You know, sometimes you hit somebody wrong or somebody hits you and you just get an injury. But I've never had any, you know, knock on wood, any major injuries. I have to have any surgery or anything. Just like, you know, small things. So 12 games in 9 years, I'll take that.
There's been a lot of turnover here from Ray to Coach, now the roster. How fast do you think you guys can turn it around?
Depends on when we all get together. You know, and it all comes down to learning and understanding the defense first and foremost. And then you want to understand what offense is like to do against our scheme. And once you figure out what offense is like to do against our scheme, it's easy to go in there and study and work as a unit. So I believe we get it turned around immediately. When I came to San Francisco 3 years ago and arrived there, we didn't have a good defense. We had good pieces on the defense, but until they brought Vic Fangio along, defensive coordinator, and, you know, defensive back coach Ed Donatell, you know, you start putting it together, that's when you start to build it. So once we get everybody together and really understand what we have to do and what teams want to do, then we can build and we can win immediately.
Carlos, you played with kind of a chip on your shoulder, it seemed like, last year after getting cut by Miami, and also you were in a contract year, mm-hmm. and you really brought it. I mean, do you feel like you're going to have that same intensity here this year?
I think I might double my output here just by the positioning of myself in this scheme. And like I said, I think it's one of the better schemes in the NFL, if you ask me. And like I said, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to try to be the best player in the league. And that's the mission I was on last season. And I came close. I came real close. I thought I should have won it. But, you know, playing in the toughest division in the NFL, and you get a chance to dominate at that position, it says a lot about you as a person, as a character, and as a player. And then in the process of doing that, you're raising the player to guys around you. So it says a lot. It says that you're a special person. You're a special person, player also. And like I say, I'm just trying to double my output here, make the guys around me better, and like I said, try to win a lot of ball games and try to be one of the best teams in the NFL.
Do you guys collectively feel like, you know, when you look at the defensive roster and you see Joe Hayden, Paul Kruger, Jabal Sheard, you guys, I mean, can this be, you know, a dominant defense, like maybe even top 5-6 defense this year?
That's what we believe. That's why we came here. That's why we teamed up together. Hopefully we get a few more pieces. And then it comes down to knowledge and technique and going out there and playing physical each and every snap. So, you know, I believe we can do it. We have the right pieces. Now we have to come together and put a lot of hard work in. It's been pretty crazy. Everybody's pretty much excited. I probably have about 115 text messages that I haven't answered yet. You know, I haven't really seen anybody from my family since I've been here. I got in late last night, had dinner, you know, with a lot of the guys. And then, you know, bright and early we had to be here. So, you know, once I leave here today, I'll probably see a lot more of my family members, well, some of my family members, and they're very excited.
Did your Twitter blow up yesterday?
Yeah, it's still blowing up. I think my phone is going dead because of it. You know, but I get a lot of people from San Francisco saying congratulations, some that don't like me anymore. And then you get a lot of Browns fans that, you know, making their pictures with photo cropping the new Browns jersey and, you know, a lot of fun things. So, yeah, Twitter is still going crazy right now.
But, you know, I saw what you said about San Francisco. You really left there in a classy way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was it difficult?
It was difficult. You know, when you build a relationship with so many people and you have a lot of fun winning football games and you put so much hard work, sweat and tears into it, you know, it's bittersweet, you know. But now you have to move on. This is a business. And it's all about wins in the National Football League. And nobody over there in San Francisco is going to feel sorry for me if I give up a touchdown or if we play them and they beat us. So I can't feel sorry for them. So, you know, I'm ready to embark on this new journey and I'm ready to win some football games in Cleveland. I know that the fans here are, you know, top-notch fans, and they deserve a winning season. They deserve to get to the playoffs, and they deserve winning football, and that's what we're here for.
Duncan, will you try to talk the Browns into bringing Teddy along with you?
Truth, you know, if I have to tell the truth about that, you know, I sent the guys over here a text message the other day, told them to take a look at him. You know, I know he's still a speed guy. He can take the top off defense. He has a chip on his shoulder also. Plus, he's a Cleveland guy. And he feels the same way that I feel about this city and about, you know, Cleveland Browns winning. And I know for a fact that he would like to be a Cleveland Brown. So, you know, if everything goes well, you know, hopefully he's here.
This morning when Joe Hayden, Jabal Sheard, and Josh Gordon picked you up in the jet to bring you back?
Hey, man, it was a sweet moment. You know, it was surreal, you know. I'm a Brown now, and like I said, I'm embarking on this mission and trying to chase our destiny, man. I think it's something special about this city. I don't know what it is. You know, so I've been out on the West Coast. I've been down south. I was born down south. I've never been in this kind of weather, this kind of element before, you know, so it's brand new to me. So like I said, I'm taking a leap of faith, man, and I really believe it's something special going on here, and that's the reason I'm here, and I'm going to make the most of this opportunity, and I'm going to maximize it.
Something you thought about when you were bouncing around, not
in
the NFL, really?
Well, on the journey I've taken, you always want to shoot from the stars, because starting out with my journey, I wasn't highly sought after through high school. They only had one scholarship offer, which was a partial scholarship to Eastern Washington, and I feel I made the most of that. And then no NFL offers right out of college, so I did the Arena 2 League, the AFL, in the UFL, and finally got into the NFL in 2010 with the Jets. So it's been a ride. I'm enjoying it. I'm excited to be a Brown now.
What do you think it means to, you know, what can you mean to the kids of Cleveland, to the kids at Glenville, and you know, just the community?
Well, now I have opportunity to go back and, you know, give them opportunity to touch me. You know, they can see you on TV, oh, he came from Glenville, oh, he's from Cleveland, but when you're playing in the same city and you know about the inner city kids and you come from being one of those kids and it's just a 20-30 minute ride to get to them and speak to them and talk to them and let them really see you and you give your time, it really means a lot. You know, and the city of Cleveland's not doing too well right now. It's a lot of inner city things that are going on, and I feel like I can be an influence on some of these kids, a lot of these kids actually.
Carlos, do you feel like, are there any free agents that you have played with, you know, whether at, you know, Miami or Arizona or guys that you know around the league that you'll reach out to now and say, hey, something special is going on here. You got to come and check this out.
I don't know if coach feels like it's some guys out there that I know. And like I say, guys may hit me up and say, man, I want to go on this journey with you. You know, they know what kind of guy I am, what kind of player I am, and what I put into this game. And the way I approach this game, it's different. Like I say, it's totally different, and I think it's special. I've been touched. I got a gift. And they know I'm going to put everything I got into it.
Did you talk to anybody, Carlos, about the Browns before deciding to sign here?
No. No, not at all. And that's the crazy part about it, man. I had to take a leap of faith. I believe something going on here, man. Coach Pettine coming here, and like I said, it's been a 2-year process between me and him. To be honest, when he was in Buffalo, he wanted me in Buffalo, and once I got the call, I was like, I'm on my way. You know, like I said, things happen for a reason. I don't know why, but I'm here, man, and I'm finna show out. So I'm having fun. I'm loving it.
Any trepidation about coming to a team that every year wins 4 games or 5 games or 4 games, no matter what happens, no matter who's here, it seems like it's always the same.
Yeah, probably seem, but we had us three, we weren't here. You know, the mindset that we're going to bring to this football team, the toughness, the physical nature that we're going to bring, I don't believe that was here. I know T.J. Ward was here. He's a very, very physical guy. You know, so it's going to be big shoes to fill, you know. But from my point of view, wherever that ball is, and I know these guys feel the same way, you know, somebody's going to get hit. And you're going to have a feared defensive unit out there. And if you have a feared defensive unit, guys that don't give up the big play, that tackle well, get off the field on third down, get after the quarterback, you always have a chance to win the football game. And that's all we can control. And maybe a little bit of special teams. But that's all we can control. And if you have that, you have opportunity to win.